Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:15 Irish Summertime. Today is August 21st. Well, today has been an exciting day in one respect because of the absence of this massive volatility that we've almost become used to over the last couple of weeks. There have been two, I think, I think three important things have happened today. The first was that you had those the 3-month Treasury yield really accelerating upwards, so we're getting a good bounce off that 2.5% level. And when you look at that chart I posted at the interesting chart section today, you'll see that it fell in the space of only a couple of weeks from 5% to 2.5%. And that was because so many people were looking for a store to put their money in, and a lot of them went for that 3-month paper. They completely shunned the commercial paper market because they were so caught up in fear about the value of credits and went for something that was government backed. But given the fact that they drove yields to such a low level, the return on that was pretty awful and well below what they would have been paying for it only, or what they would have been receiving for it only a couple of weeks ago. And looking around, we can see that markets are starting to steady up in here. We've had a good rally, and looking at the S&P today, it's up 1 point. It was pretty steady yesterday as well, but that the market just going sideways for a couple of days has helped to bring the VIX down, and the VIX was down another 3 or 4 points today. It's just hovering above 25 now, and the high was at 37.5. So it's retraced quite a lot of that upward acceleration, and it does point towards the fact that markets are starting to cool down a little bit in here. And the third important thing that happened today was that Hurricane Dean landed off landed on the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico, bypassed the oil infrastructure completely. Oil gave up $1.65. So it's continuing to consolidate below that high that it set earlier on in the summer, but it's at $69 right now. And that is a boon for nervous stock markets because it's one less thing to worry about. So those three important things helping to steady the markets down. Now, you did have some sort of fireworks in Asia this morning. The Hang Seng, I was up early this morning with my daughter. She's had a bit of gripe. And at 3 o'clock this morning, the Hang Seng was up 900 points. And I was looking in bleary-eyed disbelief at the screen, and I couldn't quite believe it, but it closed the day up 133, so it's given up really quite a lot of the advance. And given the fact that it has advanced something like 10% in only 3 days, points towards a number of factors. One is that there has been a lot of speculation about the impact that mainland Chinese are going to have on the Hong Kong market. And I would be very slow to underestimate the eventual impact that's going to have. How many of those have been the people that have been buying it aggressively over the last 3 days, I wouldn't like to guess at, but I would say that it's probably pretty few. But this does point towards particularly those H shares catching up in terms of valuations with their A share counterparts listed on the mainland. And that is a major support for that market going forward. But of course, because international investors can also invest there, it is going to be more volatile than we've seen that trend on the A-share market. But there is a fundamental support now for those valuations to converge with those of the A-share market. So that is a good long-term bonus for the Hong Kong market. But that was a big move, and Singapore also had a pretty large move. It rallied up but gave up a lot of its gain early on. India is looking a little bit troubled in here, and it's worth keeping an eye on the political situation. It's been a mantra at Fuller Money for longer than I've been around that in emerging markets, governance is everything, and that is no less the case following such a fantastic uptrend that we've seen in India. With the possible fall of the government, now I'm not a political analyst and I don't know whether whether the communists are going to continue to support Manmohan Singh's government. But if that collapses, given the anxiety that a number of investors are feeling right now, which is probably not particularly related to India, that could have a knock-on effect for the valuations on the stock market. So it's really worth keeping an eye on there, because if we get an additional drawdown in India, that is going to be an absolutely fantastic buying opportunity, particularly if the other global markets tend to steady out and move upwards from here, which is certainly not beyond the bounds possibility. So India is certainly worth keeping an eye on here. I think this could potentially be the type of buying opportunity that we saw 3 years ago when this government came to power and the rumors were running rife that the communists were taking over in India and that it was going to go downhill, which was a completely unfounded fear. So if we do see a big drawdown in India, that would be a fantastic buying opportunity. I'm not predicting that, but it is definitely going to be worthwhile to keep an eye on the political situation there. And certainly it could be a white knuckle ride if the government collapses there. But that's more of an, I think, an opportunity to watch for rather than anything to really worry about the long term potential of the Indian market. Once this political instability sorts itself out, I have absolutely no doubt that India will be able to reassert its overall uptrend. This is a secular bull market, and we will be looking at India for many, many, many years to come, decades, in fact, at least in my opinion. But that's certainly something to keep an eye on. Europe today was pretty much unchanged. It went to the minus column for a while, went up a little bit further, then it closed out, but pretty much flat on the day. FTSE was up 7, DAX was up almost a quarter of 1%. I think the best performer was the OMX in Sweden. It was up a half of 1%. But pretty steady in here. And the important thing is that following with the good rally we had last week, the end of last week, we are seeing stock markets hold on to that gain. This is the third day in a row that the FTSE has actually finished up on the day. Now, it hasn't been fireworks. There's absolutely no doubt about that. But this is the first time in almost 4 or 5 weeks that the FTSE has had three consecutive days on the upside, which is another bonus for the bullish camp. Looking at some of the other asset classes, we talked about the short end of the curve at the beginning of the audio. The long end of the curve, the 30-year was up 11 points, so continuing to consolidate around this area, and it doesn't look like it's going to. It looks like that is a consolidation at the moment rather than a short-term topping out. So there could be a little bit further to go there, but I don't anticipate the long-term yields, or sorry, prices rising very much more from where they are now. And gold today was pretty much unchanged. It's up 4 cents at the moment, so 657, so holding around this area. Oil was, as I mentioned, was down 165, so under that $70 level. But I would be surprised if it falls very much more than where it is right now. And natural gas really had an absolutely awful day yesterday, and it's back under $6, having been up close to 7. And that is as a direct result of the hurricane that completely bypassed that infrastructure. And it does look like that natural gas is a slave to the weather, has been for well in excess of a year, and it's going to take a serious hurricane blowing through Louisiana to really push this thing back above $8. Looking at the currency situation, the dollar was weak for most of the day, but it's actually strengthened up a little bit right now. It's at 134.65 against the euro and 198.20 against the pound. The pound had sold off earlier on in the session because there had been rumors that the credit problems of the US had spread to the UK, but that I think was a little bit of a storm in a teacup, and the pound rallied well off those lows earlier on. You don't have the same lending situation in the UK as you had in the USA. You might have a number of hedge funds holding subprime debt, and that is a problem they're going to have to deal with, but it's not something that should directly affect health of the financial institution, the main financial institutions in the city. And looking at the industrial metals, nickel does appear to have found at least short-term support at 25,000 and was up 1,000 points, nearly 1,100 points in here today. It's up to 27,000 right now. And that's rather positive. I've seen a number of headlines really writing off the nickel price entirely, along actually with uranium. Both of these are in secular bull markets, and they have certainly had a big drawdown, and 50% corrections in the commodity markets are not unheard of. We have seen it before, but the long-term potential for the price of both nickel and uranium is for these to move back upwards once this medium-term correction ends. And the people who actually need this, the consumers of nickel, are probably going to be filling their boots down at this level because it is cheap, and there's a good possibility that we've probably seen the lows. A 50% retracement really is probably enough. And there's probably an area of fundamental support at around 25,000. Of course, if it breaks through that, it's anyone's game, but I'd be surprised if it goes below 25,000. And that's pretty much it for me, but thank you very much for your time, and I hope you have a very good evening.